So the holidays are here. I mean, pretty much already. Does this pose a problem with the weather coming? Does this pose a problem for you guys and your caregivers and getting around? And what is that like from the world of Freedom Home Care LLC?
We do our very best. Our clients, they still need to be seen. Right. We've got clients that are not able to get in and out of the bed by themselves, so we're there to do that. Some of our clients need help with dressing, getting a healthy meal. We're still there. So when times like this come up, we sit down, we'll look at the schedule. Like tomorrow, we know it's going to be really bad. So Miranda and Becky are sitting down with the schedule, going through everything. If there's somebody that's traveling a little bit farther than somebody else, we'll try to swap if we can. But really, our caregivers do everything in their power to get to that visit safely. You know, we send out messages saying leave early, you know, the walk like a penguin, have a shovel, do whatever you need to do. But our clients still need to be seen as part of home care, you know, it's in their home.
Right.
So we, yeah. It's just amazing. Our caregivers do such a wonderful job. We're really proud of them.
Yeah, and you should be, because it's. I always think that the people, the type of people that work for you and do the caregiving, are a special breed.
Yes.
You know, I'm assuming they're not doing it for high fives and thank yous and check paychecks. They're fulfilling something for themselves, and they're getting that, you know, with that smile and that acknowledgement from the clients going, hey, yeah, you know, they just know that they're doing something. And so that's because that ain't me, you know. It's not Sully. Look at him. He looks grumpy just sitting there.
Well, I mean, when she said that some of the clients, like, they need help, you know, with clothing and a healthy meal, I thought, is Jake a client already? Or I don't know, but yeah.
I tried to get him to come to my house and do things like help with the yard work and the pool, but
he's tried.
Never works out.
Yeah,
so.
You know, but even, well, think about it. We get up in the morning, the four of us here, five, Ashley, you know, we all get up in the morning and we're able to get out of bed and get dressed and something that we don't even think about is something that we just do. And as our clients are aging, it's getting harder and harder for them. And not only that, but we have families that they're with their loved ones 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they look forward to that time that we're there. Even if it is 4 hours a day, it's just 4 hours that they get to go out, run their own errands, you know, go to a room, take a hot bath, you know, read a book, go meet with their friends. So the time is really precious, whether we're there because the client is by themselves or we're there as respite for family. It's a precious time.
Well, and this time of the year, it's an added layer being reflective. It's Christmas time, holiday time. People don't have loved ones around. Your visit is absolutely huge right
now. It is. Yeah, it is. We have a lot of visits that we're still seeing clients on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, all the holidays. You know, we do ask in advance, are you going to be with your family? Are you going to have family, you know, come visit you? What's happening? So we can have that ability to give as many caregivers off for the holidays that we can. We have one lady, she's funny. I love her, but she has us give her a ride to a family member. It's about 45 minutes away. So we go in the morning and we help her get ready for the day. You know, take the drive with her, drop her off at her family's house, and then we head back home. And then her family gives her a ride back you know, her house. And so, you know, just something little like that that we can do, giving her that ride and bringing her to her family means a lot to her.
Absolutely.
She's a funny lady. I love her.
I don't want to take away your words, but it just goes to show that every plan you guys have, every family you work with, every client you work with, it's a personalized plan that's put together and individualized for that person. So, I mean, where do you put that on the checklist? Do you need a ride, one-way ride to a relative's house for the holiday? Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of personalized care. And I think, and again, I don't want to steal all your thunder here, but at this time of year, especially if you are going to visit grandma or she's coming to see you, look for those little signs that indicate you might need to call Jennifer and the crew at Freedom Home Care.
Like, yeah, definitely. Look for those little signs, you know, looking at other fall risks. Does she have rugs that are slippery? Does she have cords from lamps? You know, how is she getting up and down in the bathroom? Are there grab bars? Or is she using that towel bar that's only meant for a towel, not a full human body? And so looking at those, going through the fridge, does she have moldy old leftovers? Does she have expired milk? You know, the cleanliness of the home or her clothes, is she wearing the same clothes every single day? You know, and I don't want to just say she, because it could be as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, just those signs are really telling. And those are the things that I look for when I go to visit. If I'm there multiple times, with a client, those are the things that I'm looking at. Our caregivers do pay attention to that as well, and then they report back to our nurses, who then go back in, make the care plan a little bit more detailed if we need to, or if we have to have a family member come in and have a talk and do a care conference, we do that as well.
Sure.
So it's constant communication with us.
And that communication is it's so key. It's just not for radio shows. It's, we don't communicate worth a darn
over around
here.
Before you leave, could you explain to us what that is?
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty crazy. So now's the perfect time, because you're going to be around, and maybe, you know, maybe grandma or grandpa or mom or dad need more care after the holidays when everybody goes home and it gets a little more lonely, and they get to, they go through a little bout of depression when they go, oh, hey, everybody's gone.
Yeah.
So that's important to check that out. First step is always making that call.
Yes. Call us at 507-387-4663, or you can find us on the web at freedomhomecarellc.com, or we're even on Facebook and Instagram.
Nice. So, inquiry minds want to know.
Yeah.
All day in the costume? You're going to other places? You're going to bless people with your gingerbread presents?
I will be. Yeah. Awesome. I'm heading to Owatonna after this. We have our open house at our Owatonna location. So, I'm going to go down there. I'll put it back on and greet some of our people. And then it's actually an open house for anybody in Owatonna that would like to come in and learn more about us and see us. And then,